I don't think raw dog can exist in perfect harmony with animals. He would just slaughter it and put cheese on it and eat it.
I do think, but you can have fake meat and cheese, man. McDonald's cheese.
The biggest issue.
McDonald's veggie patties, man. That tastes like beef.
Hell no.
Honestly, you know what? I guarantee I could get what's her name, Joni.
Yeah.
I guarantee I could get Joni in here to make you ribs or a burger where you would think it, you would know.
I bet not. I'm from the South, man. I know about hams and ribs and.
He says he knows
pigs
his meat.
Pig has the same brain as a 5-year-old.
I've seen pigs.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I know they eat anything. So
a pig has the intelligence of a 5-year-old.
You know the thing is what's really hurting animals.
Would you eat a 5-year-old?
No, that's fucking disgusting,
that's
man.
That's what you do when you're eating pork.
No,
you're
man.
Eating babies.
See, I have a grandma, grandpa, like a bunch of family members that slaughter pigs and eat pig brains and. Put them in the eggs and all that stuff. It's pretty disgusting. I mean,
We've got to eat meat paste.
What's really hurting animals, though, isn't the food. It's the. It's basically that they're just destroying all their habitat to find new places to live.
Do you know there's veggie bacon you can cook in a microwave that tastes just as good?
No, I don't. You have to show me that kind of stuff. I don't believe that.
Will's a technique.
Have you ever had a veggie burger?
No, but I don't believe you.
Wait, whoa! You've never had a veggie burger.
Me neither.
Why would I eat a veggie burger?
I know you could just get the real thing.
Seriously, I
clog those arteries.
Even I, no, nobody would argue a veggie burger is better than a hamburger. So why would I have the veggie burger if I could have a hamburger?
I guarantee my wife could make you a veggie burger that tastes better than a fucking McDonald's bacon Western cheese shit bag.
Does it have bacon and cheese and barbecue sauce on
yes.
it?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, then maybe all that stuff would disguise the flavor of the veggie.
But not real bacon. Even turkey bacon is not good. It's not real bacon.
No, you can't eat that. That's defeating the purpose. I can get veggie bacon and cook it a certain way where it's crispy, crunchy stuff on a veggie burger. I eat them all the time, and they taste way better than anything at McDonald's. But you have to cook it. That's the only problem.
Right.
Don't taste better than In-N-Out, though.
Nothing tastes better than In-N-Out.
No.
It does.
No.
Nothing tastes better than In-N-Out. Man, you have so much to learn.
You're swallowing the Kool-Aid here, dude. I love In-N-Out. But
that's because you grew up here, man. When I came out here, that was the first type of burger like that I ever had. Like, it's just amazing. Just amazing. I think it's the handcrafted meat.
Oh, my God. Handcrafted meat.
Handcrafted meat.
Who are you two assholes?
It's actually worse if it's handcrafted meat. You really want, like, natural meat, not, like, meat that's been scrambled together by human hands.
Yeah, even Raw Dog knows that.
Sure
you
got
a steak? You got a steak?
Yeah, I love steak.
More than burgers?
Who doesn't love steak?
Because no. I think the burger tastes better because it has bread and shit. I love how it's such a food show today. What the fuck are we talking about?
I also remember how we went off on the berry tangent yesterday.
What's your favorite pie? I mean, really, I hate myself.
What, Will?
They can't comment on stuff they haven't eaten. You know?
Yeah!
I mean, he's like, why would I want to eat a veggie burger if I had a real hamburger? I mean, okay, let's say, if you've been eating veggie burgers all your life, then you'd be saying, why would I want to eat a cow burger? I could eat a real veggie burger.
It's what
you've been used to. You don't even know what it tastes like. You've never experienced it before. You can never, ever, ever comment on something you haven't experienced before.
Which is why every man should try anal.
Maybe you're right, Raw Dog.
I'm just saying, you fucked yourself. I couldn't let it go if I did. Your argument is just too easy. It's like, maybe we should all try sucking a dick.
Yeah. You don't know if he could.
Hey, man.
How do you know?
Bro, you can't simulate with like a marker or something. It's got to be a real dick.
It's not a real dick.
There's a lot of us out there that have had blowjobs from men. We might not know it. But we enjoyed it. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm not alone.
I refuse to be alone.
Eddie, do you want to do new music too?
No.
Okay, well then we can keep talking about how veggie burgers are like shoving a marker up your ass instead of the real thing.
What? How did we say that? I didn't say veggie burgers like shoving a marker up your ass.
Yeah. Well, it's like...
And it's not like a marker up your ass. What would you rather, a marker up your ass or a man's cock?
If I were somebody who wanted anal sex in the first place, then the marker up my ass wouldn't be satisfying, right?
So what would you want?
Well, I personally would rather have a marker up my ass, because that... God. You asshole!
Oh,
you distract me with trying to make a solid
argument. Oh man, that was a good one.
Fucking who are these assholes on the phone? Hey, evil. This dude's name's Evil. There's no way. Sam's just so high he doesn't even know what. What's up? My name is Jim. Evil. Evil online too. Hello, Evil.
What is up, Jason?
Is your name Evil?
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because I'm the biggest evil bastard there is.
Did you call the police on Brandon Novak?
I don't even know who the hell he is.
All right, well, then you're not that evil. What do you want?
I need you to insult the hell out of me for being fat and overweight, so that way it'll give me motivation to get back in shape.
Right, well, I feel like you got to change your name straight off. Evil, nobody wants to help Evil. And how do you have a good opinion about yourself? All you're doing is being mean to people all the time.
Unless it's Evil Knievel, people liked him.
But he died!
Yeah.
And Robbie can suck a dick! That's right, I said it. I'll fight Robbie Knievel. No problem. I'll outjump Robbie Knievel. I might have gone too far, but I'm up. I'm up for it. Let's go. Let's go, Knievel. Let's go. I got 200 under my belt for sure. I could click a 200. Yeah. Isn't it serious? Right. What you need to do is change your name. What's your real name?
You see, that's why I go
What's
by
your real name? What's your real name?
Sucks so damn bad.
What is your real name?
My real name is Ashley.
Ashley?
That can't be a man's name.
Let's like, never gonna give you up.
That's Astley.
Oh, that's Lick Astley.
That's Astley.
Gone with the Wind. Wasn't that guy Ashley?
Look, I don't think Humphrey's a manly name, but Humphrey Bogart was a man. You gotta embrace yourself, man. Ashley could be a man's name. You gotta look at it from a different angle.
Ash is a little
It's Ashley. Your fucking parents called you Ashley. Be cool with that.
Ass. How about ass? Would that work?
Oh, ass. Ass is not manly. Well, man ass is kind of manly, but you know, man, if you're boning it, it's not that. Well, I guess it is manly. A lot of gay guys around Hollywood look very manly. You notice that? Big weightlifting dudes with beard, very hairy dudes. I see them. Earth Bar. Dangerous motherfuckers,
but
man.
But something that still does not look exactly manly.
You're right. No, and that's how you know. You know straight away.
It's that look in the eyes, man. That's what it is,
It's not the look in the eye, you fucking Mr. Brownstone. What the hell?
You can
spot
a gay motherfucker from a mile away.
Yeah, they're trying to touch me.
He's looking at me with those suck your cock eyes. I know what you're thinking, Mr. Gay Man.
He's cockeyed.
Yeah. I see him trying to steer at me, but I don't let him.
I mean, is it true? Does every gay man want to fuck all of us?
I think so, man, honestly. Like.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't believe how easy you guys are to set up.
Every time I pass gay people, they always look at me like that, man.
Well, maybe it's because you're cute, fucking King Cake. We got to get gay guys on the phone that want to... Do you guys all want to fuck us? Because Cupcake over here is sweating bullets when you're around him. Evil, you've got to change your name back to Ashley, and you've got to start telling yourself that you're better than that. You've been hitting yourself over the head with the evil bat for too long. You're not evil. If you were evil, you would have the VIP line, and you would have got through the first time. You're just a normal dude named Ashley. Be nice to other people, and then you'll feel better about yourself, and then you won't hate yourself for being so fat.
All right,
and go to jimga.com. Thanks for the call. Evil.
No, yeah, who wants to help that guy?
You're so right, Rod Dog. If your name's not Knievel, don't do it. Because it won't work.
But you know,
Evil Knievel didn't have that much fun. He was too evil. He was very mean to people, and people did not like Evil Knievel.
That's what they say.
Yeah, they say he did like to have his drink.
I know Matt Hoffman loves him, and yeah, I love Matt Hoffman. He is the greatest American of all time, but I say Matt Hoffman is a way greater American than Evel Knievel.
Well, if you believe Johnny Cash...
That's right, I said that.
You know, he had that song, Boy Named Sue. You know, Sue grew up to be like this big, tough dude, because his name was Sue.
So he was always feeling like he had to make up for
it. Ashley should be a tough dude.
He shouldn't be a tough dude. He should just be a happy dude.
Ashley is sometimes a man's name. Like, Morgan is a girl's name more, but it can be a man's name.
Morgan Freeman's not a girl.
Exactly.
No, Morgan is a guy's name converted to a girl's name.
It is?
Yeah.
Probably.
Whatever old gays want to suck.
But there's a lot of guys.
I don't believe anything you say anymore. You live in the fucking spirit world. You're out of your mind.
There's a lot of guys named
Every
Kelly.
Gay guy, dude, I want gay guys in this show immediately. There just are? To stare
no,
down.
No, no, please don't.
Yeah. What?
I'm not homophobic. I'm not homophobic.
What do you mean you're not homophobic? You just meant you don't have a gay guy in the studio.
Just keep those gay guys away from me.
Yeah, I can tell. I can totally tell they're gay, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge. We're going to get three guys in here, and he's got to tell us who's gay. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
I can spot him out. I can spot him out. So bring him on.
Spot him. Do you want to take a bet?
Take a bet, yeah.
If you don't spot the gay guy, then the gay guy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The gay guy.
I don't know what you're going to say.
The gay guy. The gay. The guy. The gay guy. The gay guy. No, he's not fucking you. But he gets to show you his genitals. You have to stare at a gay man's genitals.
No.
But you can tell, man.
I don't want to say
you want to take that bet.
It's easy.
Why would you take that bet?
I'll take the bet. I'll take the bet.
Whoa, yeah.
I'll take the bet. I can spot him. I'm that confident in my abilidies.
You're that confident. Because you'll be up because you'll notice that one of them is giving you, I want to suck your cock eyes.
Right.
And that's the gay one. That's
the gay one. They can't even help.
But you can't tell him. You can't tell him to look different than he normally looks.
Hey, man, try not to give it away that you really want to suck his cock. Just hold off for like 10 minutes. Can you do that, you fucking queer? Will we do that, dude?
They have to be in their natural state of mind. Like,
oh, my God.
What?
Just pretend you're one of us.
Like natural. Like
cheeseburgers and tits. That's what we're thinking about. Come on, dude. You will not get it. I guarantee I get it. You're gonna, and then he has to pull his penis out and you have to look at it. Like you can't it's not the Jason L. show doesn't allow I accept the challenge and then when it comes to the torture and pulling out. You're gonna sit in that seat right there and a gay man's gonna pull his penis out and go, yeah.
And you'll be looking it right in the eye.
Yeah, you'll be staring it down.
To really believe it, so I'm really looking forward to it.
If we put Scott Green in the lineup, do you think Cupcake could tell who made out with a gay dude before?
But because I mean, really,
by the look in his eye,
Scott Green is a gay guy. You're talking. Did you know that Scott Green was gay? Scott, obviously, you're salivating over DJ World Cup over here because you are a gay man and you want to suck his cock, right?
Can you at least call me? Can you at least call me bisexual? And I'm not even gay, but
how do you feel about bisexual men?
I think if you're bisexual, then you're gay.
Right,
and do
bisexual or bisexual men look at you like they want to suck your cock? Can you tell a bisexual man?
Yeah, because he's gay.
Right. Everybody bisexual.
I mean, women can be bisexual.
I want to up the bet.
This is going off on
its own. Stereotypes.
Why can't we keep doing a show until Spot Center comes on?
Check it out.
Fuck all you homos.
No, I don't hate on gay people. But I think if you like cock, you're definitely gay.
But if you're a chick and you like chicks, you're not gay.
Hey, I mean, Scott.
So he's kissed a dude. So he's not. But he doesn't like cock. So if he doesn't like cock, he's
but he,
not.
He put his mouth. He put a cock in his mouth.
We did those for radio. For radio bets.
You didn't look like you were having that. You weren't having a bad time. You were laughing.
Are you kidding me? That was one of the fucking most horrendous days of my life. Just so you know.
Yeah, sorry about that. Good radio though.
Shay, hey, she's a total sweetheart, whatever, and it was great radio, but it was one of the most horrendous days of my life.
Sorry about that. Rondog is lying when he said that. I was sincere.
I wasn't lying.
You thought it was funny when you said that.
That was the least felt thing I've ever seen.
I felt bad. You were like, yeah. Thanks for coming by.
Good asshole.
All right, Scott, I'll see you Friday morning.
See you guys Friday morning, man.
See you, dude. There it is, Scott Green.
Glad to see him back.
Yeah. Bunch of other people. And then, of course, the week after that, we will have three guys come in here, and Cake will guess the gay guy. Or
hold on, what is my side
guess
of?
Guess the gay!
If I can guess him, what do I get? You know what I mean? Because I'm only getting repercussions.
If you guess it, I'll bring a girl in to show you her cookie.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say it has to be a hot chick.
Of course it's a hot chick.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say a good performance evaluation, but maybe that's what you want.
A what?
A good performance evaluation.
We can't get people to blow people on the show, dude.
That's not what I said.
What do you mean?
What?
Oh, that's a good one.
What do you want him to do?
No, you know, like how, like at the end of every internship, you're supposed to grade them on how well they did for like their college.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not giving him. It takes 2 hours to get a cake, which reminds me, get me a cake, wait, man. I got this chicken pasta and it's off, and I ate some, and now I feel like I'm going to die. I've got cancer.
Quick question: can you tell men from a tranny 100% of the time?
Oh yes, everybody can do. I think everybody can do that. It's in the jawbones, the Adam's apple.
See, I feel like out of all the people I know, you're the last one to guess.
Like
I feel like this is. Are you fucking throwing this at me because you won, like
no,
radio time
no,
or something?
I really,
because
I really
this is. There's. I guarantee you, I can get you a tranny that you don't know.
I mean, I've seen it on TV, but they have the show like man or woman. And
Stern
they
does it,
but I always know.
Dude, this is what we got to do with him.
Stern does it to mentally.
We have three
disabled people.
We have three chicks in here. He should kiss the two that are definitely girls.
Hey! Wow!
I have a wife.
Oh, damn it, man! We would have had the greatest thing ever. Oh my God! And then we give him the results afterwards. Like,
that would be terrible.
Absolutely.
Get Dennis to deliver the news. Actually, I'm a guy. Can we get a hall pass off your wife?
I think we can.
What about, because it's not a makeout, like no tongue,
just a kiss.
But like just a kiss.
All right, I'm down.
You're down? Okay, so two contests. You're gonna...
So you're gonna do two contests.
Fuck yeah,
guess
we are.
Guess the gay guy,
and then...
And then guess the gay guy, if you guess him right, you get to see your vagina.
We'll do tranny or trouser snake. We'll reveal...
No, that's it. We'll think of the name later. Okay, it'll take them off. But we're gonna get three girls in there, and you're gonna kiss the two that are girls. Because you're gonna know the one that's the tranny.
For a fact.
And then after you've done that, we're gonna the winner is you kiss two girls.
Yeah.
If you lose, you kiss the man.
All right.
That's what
which makes you bisexual, therefore gay.
No, it doesn't.
It is. You will turn gay.
No, the definition of gay is you like cock.
Yeah, that's true. That wasn't his definition.
Excuse me then. Still.
Yeah.
It's a man, and then you will be gay, because it's bi to make out with a man. Don't you agree?
I disagree, because I don't like cock.
But if you make out with a man, would that make you gay?
You said I won't have to make out with
you. You said, hey, Scott Green made out with a guy. And you were saying that because of that, he is now bi, and if you're bi,
that's
you're
right.
gay.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't say something like that.
Yeah, but then
But you're saying Scott Green's gay, but if you do it, you're not gay.
I'm not gay, no, because I don't like cock.
But
Scott, I go back to that point.
But Scott Green doesn't like cock.
So then he's not gay.
But you said he was. You're changing your mind.
You got me flip-floppy right here right now. Like,
yeah.
You're just trying to save yourself in case you are gay.
I'm not gay.
You know, a lot of people that don't like gays are usually gay. You know that, Road Dog. They say that.
Yeah.
I have nothing against gay people.
Are you jealous? Because you're not getting anal.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
How would you know? Have you tried it? Final Call is a New Music Tuesdays after this on the Jason Dawson.